few online experiences are worse than visiting a website on your mobile device and finding nothing more than a desktop site shrunken down so you can't read it, much less do anything with it. And even after years of talk, only about a third of federal websites are mobile-friendly. That's according to Adobe. Brian Padgett is Technical Director for Content and Analytics at Adobe. He joins me now with more on how agencies can really go mobile. Brian, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
First of all, how did you discover that exactly 37% of federal employees are mobile-friendly? That's a lot of websites to check.
That is. We had a really dedicated intern that went through all the websites manually and actually checked them.
Wow. And how many did you check? Because once you get away from the top-level domains, there's thousands and thousands, correct?
I think the full list was about 5,000 that he went through. Spent the majority of the summer actually going through, both on the Google mobile-friendly checker and on his phone itself.
Well, I went through a bunch of the obvious sites in almost all of the departments, the cabinet level or CFO Act agencies, with the exception of Treasury, all had full mobile displays of their home pages. But we're talking about deep into the hustings here.
I think that's a really good point. I mean, if you look at the top level domains, a lot of them do have a responsive design on the front page. But then when you go deeper inside the links or you go to the sub agencies, a lot of those are not mobile friendly yet.
And that's really where a lot of the work gets done, where people interact with government or submit proposals or resumes and so forth, and maybe that's where they need to really concentrate next?
Yeah, I think that that's exactly where they need to go. If you look at, you know, what we do with mobile responsive websites, a lot of the stuff that you have out there is just getting information online. But what people usually want to be able to do with the government is transact some sort of business, whether that's apply for a benefit or pay a parking ticket or pay your taxes. And it's those transactions that really need to be optimized over just the information.
And is it possible in mobile sites at this point in time to be able to do everything mobily that you can do on a desktop website?
It's pretty much there. In fact, and sometimes you have more advantages of having the device itself, right? You can do geopositioning. You can do take a picture. You can upload things from a camera that you took a picture of. You took a picture of your driver's license or your passport. So you have some advantages on the mobile device that you don't have on the desktop. But yeah, almost all the functionality is now replicated in HTML5 and can be delivered across devices.
It looks like most agencies are switching from the app model and the separate website model to just having a responsive website. Is that what you're seeing globally?
We are seeing that globally. And sometimes that's the right thing to do, and sometimes it isn't. I mean, I think you need to look at how you're building your responsive site. You need to think about building it first for the mobile device and then look at how you can deliver it across to other devices. You also have to optimize things like images and videos so that you're not sending down, you know, a high-res image that would go to the website to somebody's mobile phone, because it could take you 5 minutes to download it if you're on a 3G connection, if it's a really big image, right?
Plus, it imposes a lot of data use on the people downloading it.
That's correct.
And with respect to forms, that's something, of course, the government is awash in, and everything, every transaction is really a form, I guess, if you look at it at its base level. Government is coming at this from a formerly paper-intensive form orientation, I guess, or from a website full-size screen form orientation.
Yep.
What do they have to do to get that to the mobile way?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, you know, I'm with Adobe, and we love PDFs, but PDFs are not the optimal way of interfacing with doing transactions with the government.
And plus, you love PDFs, but you don't make that much money on them. So,
well, you know, we still have over $1 billion a year that we generate off that document cloud. So it's still a good business for us, but it's not the ideal way to interact with things on a mobile device, right? So what we've done is we've taken technology that we've rolled out, because if you look at most of the forms in the government, they've been built on Adobe's technology. And we've included features in those product sets to allow people to transition those from PDFs to HTML and to mobile-friendly forms, so that you can take the PDF and make it work across devices immediately, and then you can take that PDF and convert it to something that works across devices without having to pinch and zoom and adapt to kind of what device it comes across on.
We're speaking with Brian Padgett, Technical Director for Content and Analytics at Adobe, and a lot of forms now on mobile devices have what I call cylinder rollers, where you can pick different things as opposed to drop-down menus. In fact, the first time I encountered one, I didn't know what to do. But then I said, oh, I see how this works, like a slot machine.
Yep.
Is there a way of automating drop-downs that might be on the desktop to that roller mentality that is on mobile devices?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the product set that we have been building for a number of years around forms technologies, AEM forms, actually does that for you automatically. So it understands if you're accessing that form on a desktop or a tablet or a mobile device, and even what device you're doing it on. And it can deliver that as a web page, but it could also deliver it as an app. Sometimes it's appropriate to have a form delivered as an app. If it's a long application process, something that you check in on a regular basis or that you need to transact multiple times with that government agency, you need to think about the right way to deliver that transaction and optimize it.
Do you think some agencies and even some commercial sites, for that matter, have not gone the full mobile route because of a legacy of how bad mobile browsers were up until really not very long ago?
Yeah, I mean, that could have something to do with it. I think that, you know, the interesting thing that I see cutting across both government and commercial is on the commercial side, a lot of the government, a lot of the websites were not actually responsively designed for many years. What they focused on first was optimizing the transactions. And because of exactly what you're saying with the mobile browsers being bad, most of those things came out as apps. So if you look at places like Amazon or if you look at places like Walmart, they had mobile apps that people could buy stuff on way before they had a responsively designed website because, you know, they knew that it was a priority to get people to be able to purchase and transact business with them rather than get information about who their executives are or apply for a job, which is really what the responsive website gets for you.
It seems like the most difficult task in getting to those deep websites and deep forms that are buried throughout the agency is maybe the process of discovery of what they are first before you can convert them. Is there a way of automating discovery of creating a dashboard that says, here's the 57 sites you've got that are not mobile yet?
You can do that, right? You can certainly crawl through and you can find all the mobile or non-mobile responsive portions of your website. I think the easiest thing, though, is just do a Google search and put star.pdf and find all those PDF forms out there and look at how you need to optimize them. Most of the PDFs that are put online are forms-based rather than, you know, something that's a piece of information. And a lot of those things go back decades and haven't been redesigned or rethought of. I mean, I think one of the big things that people miss is not just taking the analogy of a piece of paper and moving it online to a PDF, but rethinking what the purpose of that transaction was when you move it online so that you can give somebody what they need at that time, not necessarily just, you know, the PDF being moved online and looking like a piece of paper you can download.
And what are the back-end implications of turning all these PDFs and other types of forms into real interactive digital experiences? Do you need more bandwidth? Do you need more storage? What happens to the data center when this occurs?
Yeah, so you're going to have a heavier load on your server, certainly. But, I mean, the amount of transactions that are submitted in the government is not significant enough in most of these agencies that put a major additional load beyond just what their website can handle today. So I wouldn't be concerned about that as much, especially when you look at the huge cost savings, right? So if you look at an in-person transaction or on-phone transaction being $35 in person or maybe, you know, $10 on the phone, down to pennies, even including additional software and capabilities that you're building online, there's a huge advantage in that. And you can get analytics about how people are interacting with that. You can understand how they're filling out the form. You can see what fields they drop off on. You can adapt that over time and deliver a really substantially improved experience so that people do it over that lower cost channel.
Sounds like a good 2017 agenda item for all of the federal web managers out there.
I would agree wholeheartedly with you. I think that it's the one thing that we've really been missing in all of these talks about how we want to improve the citizen experience. It's not necessarily just about putting that website out. We need to get beyond the website and get to the transaction. What do people really care about doing business with government?
Brian Padgett is Technical Director for Content and Analytics at Adobe. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you having me here.